Listen in to the Community Connection Show with Alan Collier every Wednesday from midday to 2pm, where local community groups let you know what's happening right here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.com.au.
And it's my pleasure to introduce Saskia from Forever Friends, and also her husband Iz. Welcome to the two of you.
We're good, Alan. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Sorry about that.
Thanks.
We're having a few little problems here, but we'll have to get you back in a couple of months so that we can have a full interview with you. The first thing, I know we had you in last year and we're very intrigued about what you do, and I'd like to have had more time to talk to you about it, but there's two things I want to cover. First of all, I believe, Saskia, you've won an award, so please tell us all about that.
Yeah, we've had a really busy few months, but pleasant surprise of an award that came to us via Awards Australia. It was called the Community Hero Award, and I was nominated by an anonymous community member, so I don't know who, but off we went to the Sofitel, Ez and I, and were presented with a finalist certificate, and then a bit later in the night they announced me as the winner for that award. So that was a real surprise.
But that's fantastic. And so that's for the work that you do with Forever Friends, isn't it?
Correct, yeah. It's about 11 years now since we started Forever Friends. So, and, yeah, we've been volunteering since day one and continue to do that. So while we do it for the love of animals and animals in need, it's also nice to get recognition for the organisation too.
Oh, that's terrific. But the other good news is, and I want you to tell us a bit about this, I believe that you've won a grant as well.
We've had a few grants in the last few months from various generous bodies, and what it has meant is that we have finished building our rehabilitation kennels at the sanctuary here just near Yarra Junction. So we have just opened the rehabilitation kennels for rescue dogs, and in the next couple of weeks we'll be finished and opening the rehabilitation cattery for rescue cats as well.
So what happens are they for dogs or cats that come in that have been maltreated, or why do they go into those rehabilitation kennels?
So we rescue primarily dogs and cats from pounds and shelters on death row.
Yep.
And some of those animals do have experienced extreme abuse, neglect, and come to us with a lot of medical and behavioural challenges. They might have extreme fear, or they might have, you know, they might need some life-saving surgery. So the idea with building the rehab kennels and cattery was to give a quiet and peaceful place for those animals to recover, and basically for us to start teaching them that they can trust us humans again and start to heal in a beautiful rural setting, I guess.
Saskia, when a dog or a cat goes into those kennels, I know you're going to say there's all different problems. And what sort of period of time before they come out of those as you would think a healed animal?
It varies a lot.
I knew you were going to say that.
Weeks.
Sorry.
Or even years, yeah. Like, for example, we rescued a young Maremma a few days ago from a property where he had been badly abused by a farmer who had wrapped his head in chicken wire.
Oh.
And he'd wrapped his head in chicken wire to punish him and stop him from, quote, playing with the chickens that he was guarding. And this is just a puppy. This is a dog who's not yet ready to be a livestock guardian. They don't mature till 3 or 4 years of age. And he's 18 months old. He was alone in a paddock. He tried to play with the chickens because he was bored and lonely. And so he's got cuts all over his face. He's incredibly underweight. And he, on arrival, he was flinching at touch. So he's definitely been belted as well. But he arrived Friday night, and here we are, you know, just a few days later, and he's already accepting pats, and he's trying to play with other dogs here. And so for such a profoundly abused and, you know, neglected dog, he's starting to heal you know, almost instantly. So it's a real beautiful thing to watch.
So, Saskia, how long would you expect to have that dog? Because eventually you rehome them, don't you?
Yeah, it would probably be, I think, at least a month in his case. Yep. Other dogs, yeah, it's not much at all. He's just coming around really beautifully. Other dogs, there's a couple of other dogs here we've had more than a year and they're still not ready. So it's very much case by case, but we're really proud to say that most behavioural and medical problems we can transcend. We've got a very low euthanasia rate. The only dogs we've had to euthanize over the last 11 years have been dogs who've been human aggressive, and you know, we've tried for, you know, at least 9 to 12 months to assist them unsuccessfully.
And you can't put those with any family because they'll turn on the family, won't they?
Yes, sometimes the damage is too great, and that's, you know, it's happened at the hands of humans who, you know, should be in prison basically. So it's tragic when that happens, because we do love all the animals that come to us, but we have to also be realistic that sometimes, yeah, the damage is too much.
We're talking to Forever Friends. Saskia and her husband Ez, who've started for Forever Friends and have been involved for a long while. We should mention that it's not a government-funded organisation. They don't get any ongoing funding. It's only when they can find grants to get, and I think it's a great organisation. Saskia, I guess you're always looking for volunteers.
Yes, and I might get Ez to tell you a bit about our dog walking program
He's
a huge dog lover, so.
I don't know about a huge. I'm not that big.
Maybe the huge dogs.
What we're actually looking for. What we are looking for are volunteers to come and walk our dogs. You don't have to be fit or anything, just have a love of dogs. Come along and walk our dogs or cuddle our dogs.
And you'll get pretty fit if you start.
And read
them. You'll get pretty fit if you start walking them.
Oh, yes, you certainly do. Our driveway is 700 metres long. So from the driveway to the kennels, it's a kilometre's walk. Mm-hmm. And that's we also have some bush tracks to walk in.
The forest.
Go down to our little billabong and our waterfall or our old quartz mine. Yes, as I said, we're looking for volunteers of any age, really, to come and walk
animals. And I guess they're walking in a fairly safe environment, aren't they? Like, if they're on your property, like, you're not asking them to take them down the main street or anything, are you?
No. It's very much a safe spot to walk. We do have constant radio communication with our dog walkers, so we know exactly where they are. Our dog walkers know where the other dogs are, so if we have reactive dogs, which you do get, people can be aware of the fact of where the reactive dog is and avoid that dog.
Gee, you've got that very well set up. They even take radios with them so that you know where they are at the whole time.
Yes, we've always got radio contact.
Is how many dogs?
And we've got a full-time dog behaviourist too.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, we have a full-time dog behaviourist who is working with a lot of our damaged dogs, improving the quality of their life. At the same time, improving the quality of his as well, because he gets to pat heaps of dogs during the day. That's his job, his dog patting.
How many dogs would you have on site at one time normally?
We have 10.
Oh, yeah.
We have our kennels set up for 10 dogs.
Yep. And how many cats? About the same?
And they're all... The cattery will be able to hold more like 20, 25 cats and kittens. Dogs need a lot more work and space, so we've limited that kennel to 10. And all different sizes and breeds come in. We've got everything at the moment, from a little cavoodle who's a bit grumpy to a pointer mix and a maremma. So all sorts of lovely dogs waiting to meet people that want to spend time with them and help them on their healing journey.
Yeah, well, I get, I get, sorry. No, it's, you also,
it's also quite healing for our dog walkers too. They come out and they get a couple of hours in the bush away from the hectic day-to-day life that people often live.
Good.
They get time to commune with the bush, if you like.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Have a dog with them.
Yeah, I guess it's both sides, isn't it? Like, it's good for the dog and good for the walk. And the bonus is we're all being told we've got to get out and walk, so you're also getting a bit fit at the same time.
Yes, if you remember the old program, the old advertisement, remember North?
Yep.
And the life be in it.
Yep.
You remember that? That's many years ago now. But, Norman, life be in it. So we're saying life, let's have dogs in it.
sounds terrific. If a person's listening now and they want to be part of as your dog walkers, how often would you want them and for how long is?
A couple of hours, 7 days a week.
Yep.
And a couple of hours a day. We have a dog induction training program. So you're not just thrown in the deep end and given a dog and say, walk this dog. We train you as the proper method of walking a dog. For instance, we always have two leashes on our dogs as a safety measure. We train our people to walk dogs through the forest, etc. Maybe 3 hours of an afternoon or of a morning, but definitely 7 days a week.
Yep. And what sort of training? Like you say, you train them. How long's the training take? Weeks or only a day or how long is?
It's a couple of hours in an afternoon. It's not intensive training, like an army style thing. It's just to make sure that you're comfortable walking the dog you have, and just to what signs to watch out for, how to avoid face-to-face incidences with other dogs.
Yep. I guess apart from looking for dog walkers, you're looking for other volunteers around the organisation as well?
Yeah, we've got a lot of farm animals here as well, quite a number of horses, and we're always looking for more people to help at our working bees on Saturdays and Sundays and during the week as well. So we've got horses that need brushing and some horses that need to be brought back into work as riding horses, and goats, sheep, chickens, ducks, pigs, cows, a bit of...
Have
I forgotten any species?
You've forgotten the alpacas.
I forgot the alpacas.
Well,
there's something for everyone.
Saskia, how do you get like a horse and an alpaca? Like, would they have been mistreated or are they just unwanted? Or how do you get, why do you wind up with those sorts of animals?
With the farm animals, they're mostly unwanted. Some have been mistreated, but a lot of them have come from members of the public who've just fallen on hard times and can't afford that animal anymore, and that's often the case with horses. Horses are very expensive animals, and you know, they're hard to keep weight on and all the rest of it. So, and we do also get some inquiries from deceased estates, so the children of mum and dad who might have passed away and they've left behind a beloved goat, for example. So some of the animals that come to us have been much loved, but they just don't have anywhere to go.
Saskia, with a horse and a goat and those, are you able to rehome those again as well, or do you have to keep them?
No, we do aim to rehome all the animals who are young enough and well enough to go back out into the world. So, yeah, we've got a busy horse rehoming program here as well. And we're also looking for homes for goats at the moment and pigs. So if anyone wants to see what we've got up for adoption, you can visit our website and see some of the faces and species who are in need.
Saskia, they tell me that a pig, and I've never had anything to do with them, they tell me they're a very good pet. Is that right?
They're fantastic pets. They're really, yeah, they're really lovely animals, and we're desperate for homes for our pigs. Mm. A lot of people think they might be hard to look after, but they're really not. As long as you've got space and you don't mind them digging up, you know, a bit of lawn, because they love to dig, but they can actually do quite a nice job for aerating your soil and getting rid of pests and so on. And they're super friendly animals. They're really intelligent, and they love a tummy rub. So I really encourage people to think a bit of land. Yeah, to think about having a couple of pigs in your life. They roll over and literally go into a hypnotic state if you rub their tummies.
And he can, Jesus, something we've learned.
Yeah, there's about 300 kilo of pig lying on its back with its paws in the air and just grin on its face and just scratching its stomach.
It's, do you have
quite,
any...
Quite amusing. Sorry.
Do you have any animals that you just can't, that you have to keep because you just can't pass them on?
Yeah, I'm afraid we do get attached, yep, don't we?
We've got a couple of miniature goats that we just can't pass on. They're Patsy and Eddie, named after those two famous characters.
Yeah. In Ab Fab.
Yep.
So, we can't let them go. They're just our little babies.
They've become your babies. But are there any other animals that you find that people just don't want?
Oh, gotcha.
Look, I have to say that humanity never ceases to surprise me with its highs and lows. Like, you know, we come across animals who've endured terrible abuse, but also we come across the most incredible, wonderful, loving human beings as well, because occasionally we'll be contacted by someone who's happy to take on a really elderly and sick animal just for its final months or weeks. Mm. And they don't care what it costs. They just want to give that animal that tiny little time of love and affection and warmth for however long it's got left. So there's almost no animal that I've given up hope on, because every now and then just someone comes out of the box who are just like angels on earth and want to give that animal just happy.
You wouldn't have thought that, would you?
It's just wonderful.
Yeah, you wouldn't have thought that. You
could.
Yeah. Well, look, we need to keep moving because we are unfortunately running out of time. As I said, we'll have you on back in the next couple of months. But businesses, I mean, obviously these animals all cost money to feed, and you can't just take an animal in and hope they're going to get fed, do they? So I guess you're looking for people to...
No.
What sort of business would you like?
Yeah, we'd love to reach out to local business to see if we could get some support for the not-for-profit work that we do here. We're offering sponsorship of our dog kennels and our cattery pens, starting at just $6.95 for a whole year of a cat pen sponsorship and $9.95 for a whole year of dog pen sponsorship. And what that means is your business will be rewarded with a sign on the pen acknowledging your support. We'll acknowledge the business in social media, invite you and your staff out to meet the animals you're helping to save, and, just to get more of the local community involved at this beautiful property.
Apart from that, Saskia, are you looking for people, Mr. and Mrs. Average, just to give you some money towards feeding these animals?
Oh, look, we always need more support. We run very low on food sometimes. We haven't run out, but things can get a bit dire. So we welcome any kind of support. We absolutely are very grateful.
All right, so we've got people listening today and they want to either donate, volunteer. So how do they get hold of you, Saskia and Iz?
We like people to jump to our website or our Facebook page. So our website is www.foreverfriends.org. org.au. And you'll find us on Facebook if you just look up Forever Friends Animal Rescue.
Right. Now, if someone...
Am I allowed to...
Go.
I'm our local chemist. Very kindly donated us a substantial amount of money. The Yarra Junction donated us a nice little bit of money that's going to provide vet care for a dog.
And you're there on Yarra Junction.
Yes.
I think you said it all. Not that I'm allowed to say it. So, look, it's Forever Friends, all one word, and obviously in lower case. What was it, .org.au? So if somebody, I know what I was going to ask you just before we go, you've got somebody listening today who is, apart from volunteering or who wants to look at coming to get an animal, so they go to your website, has it got up there the animals that are available?
Yeah, that's correct. And we also have other animals coming in every day. So if you're after a particular animal or a particular breed and you can't see it on the website, still drop us a line. The email address is info@foreverfriends.org.au and we can look, keep our eyes peeled for an animal in need that would suit you.
Look, unfortunately, I've got to go. Time's up. I've got to listen to the news at 2 o'clock. But look, I'll contact the Saskia very soon, and we'll organise for you to be able to come in here, have a talk to us again.
Great, we'd love that, Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
Thanks very much, and we'll talk to you later on. Thanks. Bye.